And finally this week, a wonderful question.
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Isabella, and my question is, why do clouds defy gravity? Why don't they just fall to the ground like other objects?
And we understand that she's 8, so fantastic to have you on the programme, Isabella, and to have such a bright mind. Now, the reason, Isabella, that clouds stay up where they are is because there are strong winds pushing the clouds upwards. What do I mean by that? Well, clouds are full of water. And in fact, if we weighed a cloud that was about 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre, because scientists have measured how much water there is in a cloud, it would weigh about 500 tonnes. But the water isn't in one giant blob. It's in lots of tiny particles and ice crystals, which are called hydrometeors. And these have a very big surface area compared to their size. And because the Earth is constantly being heated up by the sun shining on the Earth's surface and warming the surface warms the air above the surface, and the warm air rises because it expands and becomes less dense. So there's a column of warm rising air which is pushing upwards, and this hits these tiny water particles which are trying to fall down under their own weight, and it keeps them up there. And that's why clouds have a flat bottom, because that's the point at which the tiny water particles inside, which are trying to fall downwards, meet the warm air coming upwards, and the two balance each other out, and they form the cloud base. So that's why clouds stay up there, and also why 500 tonnes of water in one cloud doesn't come crashing straight down to the Earth. Good thing, really, isn't it? Now, on that note, it's time to end the programme. We have run out of time, so thank you very much to everyone who sent in their questions. Do keep them coming. There'll be another Q&A show next month. In the meantime, thank you very much to our guests, Max Gray, Caroline Steele, Judith Croston, and Heidi Solberg-Ukland. The producer was Georgia Mills. Do join us next time when we're going to be unpicking the latest breakthroughs in Alzheimer's disease. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the SCFC, the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.